Hey, y'all, welcome to What's Cooking with Paula. I want to share a little tape with y'all. A few weeks ago, I was talking to this young chef friend of mine that lives in Texas, and she came and did a show with me on Positively Paula, and she made the best dessert, y'all, and she made up a name, PB and Jealous. So I'm assuming that anybody that sees that not eating it, they're jealous. So I guess that was her thinking. But her name is Jenna, and I'm going to roll this tape of the day that we made that PB and Jealous. It is insane. And like so many things out there, it's a once-in-a-lifetime treat. So watch this. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the kitchen. I'm in here with this cute little Jenna, and she just fixed us the most delicious dish. So it's called Good Y'all.
Good Y'all.
We came up with that name. Isn't that ingenious? Good Y'all. Well, she's got something else coming up good. And you named this.
This I named PB and Jealous.
PB and Jealous.
I'm telling you what, this is...
Is it good?
Oh, you're going to want to die.
And this is our dessert. Oh, I don't want to die,
no.
Honey. I got a lot of work to do.
We both do, I think.
So well, you got potato chips and corn flakes.
I do. And we're going to crush these up, okay? Because this is what our peanut butter and jelly is going to get dipped into after it soaks up some French toast batter.
Okay.
And then it's going to go in the deep fryer.
Oh, shut up.
I told you.
So what is it basically? Well, French toast or?
Well, no, it's like I'm making here just a classic peanut butter and jelly sandwich, right?
Oh, okay. So it's like a Monte Cristo.
Well, I mean, kind of like a Monte Cristo PB&J,
I've got some thicker peanut butter if you want it. That looks mighty juicy. That thicker peanut butter is going to work better for you.
A lot better.
Yeah, because we don't want it melting before.
No. So now I'm going to do a strawberry preserves.
Okay.
You can use whatever, but strawberry
any kind of
is just so good, isn't
strawberry
it?
Strawberry is my grandson Jack's favorite.
Oh, is it? And I love this one. This is a really nice quality.
You've
really got those strawberry bits in there.
Yeah.
It looks very fresh.
That's really preserves. It's definitely not a jelly. Yum.
So it looks
and this is dessert now. This is our dessert that you're making.
Just cause it's brunch too.
I want some dadgum peanut butter and jelly.
I'm telling you what. So here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna just, why don't we just kinda double layer this thing?
Yes.
Why don't we do
why don't we?
Combination of both on this piece right here in the middle. What do you think?
No. Are you kidding me?
Let's just go for it. So yeah, we're gonna do a triple decker times two.
Okay.
On these peanut butter and jealous.
Okay. Peanut butter and jealous, y'all. Are you jealous cause you're not here and Jenna's not cooking for you? Well, I tell y'all what, I'm a happy girl. This is looking like crazy.
Okay, so over here, I'm gonna just start whipping up
That's heavy cream, whatn't it?
Just gonna get me some eggs in here.
Yeah.
Maybe four eggs in with about probably a cup and a half of heavy cream there.
Yeah.
Gonna whisk that up. Okay, and I'm gonna do, there goes my whisk. That's all right.
Here, I can get you a longer one.
So I'm gonna do a little bit of cinnamon, maybe about
a
fourth a teaspoon in there.
All right, there you go. That one won't fall down.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm gonna get that in there and do about a quarter of a teaspoon of freshly grated nutmeg.
Yes.
I love
fresh nutmeg, don't you?
That smell, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the smell's all over here, Jenna.
And I'll tell you what, I'm not going to tell you how much vanilla to put in this because my mother always taught me you can never have enough vanilla.
That was $2 right there, y'all.
I like to just kick up my French toast with a little bit of orange zest. It brightens up those flavors, doesn't it? And just makes it just a little brighter, a little more delicious, that fresh.
Yes, oh gosh, and it smells so good, doesn't it?
That with the nutmeg.
Like, this is so healthy.
Oh.
right? So what is that?
We're going to do a little cornstarch, and that's just going to kind of bind it together, make it real crispy when it goes into that. And I'm just soaking this. This Texas toast is.
Yes, I love Texas toast.
Now, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so we're just going to lather that up in there. If you could lather that for me, and I'm going to dip this next one. Get that all nice and coated in there. Look at that. You're doing great. You want to really get it packed on there.
So you want me to press it?
Oh, yeah.
This is sinful. This might be another one of those once in a lifetime.
Now, are we ready for the next step?
I don't know. What is it?
We're going to take these over.
Oh, we got to cut, y'all. Oh. We'll be right back. I think you're fixing to say something illegal.
Oh, I think you might be right.
We'll be back in a second.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.
Oh, Jenna, you're bad, girl. Y'all, she's actually deep frying them. Now, how do you cut that, Jenna? Or do you serve it?
You know, you gotta kind of just approach it with a little aggression.
Yes. Tell me you couldn't eat that whole
thing. Oh, I can eat that whole thing.
No.
Oh, easy. Easy, Paula. Yeah.
Ooh,
wait
I'm proud
until you
of
have
you,
a
girl.
Bite.
I'm so proud of you. Oh, my gosh.
This one's just
like I said, I truly think, y'all, this is a once-in-a-lifetime serving of this, too. That is incredible looking. Where in the world did you come up with something like that, Jenna?
Paula, do you really want to know the truth?
Yeah.
Do you remember that episode that you did with your friend Kim? Was it Kim?
Uh-huh.
Where
Kim
you did the donut sandwich. Do you remember that?
I did a donut cheeseburger.
You did. And you
and
know what?
I got persecuted.
Well,
people said I was trying to kill them.
Well, that's what inspired this right here.
No.
It did.
No, you were watching the show that day.
I was. And I thought to myself, I'm going to make something that insane. And
the
look on your face, you were so proud of it. It looked so good. And that's exactly
that cheeseburger on that Krispy Kreme was so good. You said something a while ago, and I thought, oh, my gosh, that's, you know, that you don't take food real serious. You know, you have fun with it.
Seriously, no.
And once in a while, something like this, this indulgent, is fun.
It is, and you know what? Your friends love it.
Uh-oh.
Look at that.
Oh, you're going to cut it in fourths.
Oh, yeah. You got to have a way to get your mouth around it. And
yeah.
So I figured.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, gosh. I'm so excited.
And we're not done yet, Paula.
We're not.
No, we're not done just yet.
What else are we doing?
Well, we got to garnish it.
See with some, like,
there.
The little parsley?
Powdered sugar.
Oh, okay.
You ready for this?
Yes. Now, did I ask you if y'all serve this at the restaurant?
We don't, but you know what?
Well,
I think I'm going to run it up.
Your customers are going to be mad with you when you get back home and they see all this good stuff and want to know, well, why isn't it on the ice cream?
Oh, what were you saying?
I don't know. I forgot.
Look, why don't we just take this and just put it, you know, like so.
Okay.
Right on top there.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
I think it's perfect.
Just
like
that, Paula.
I'm like in shock.
What do you think?
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Here, yes.
Just take that one.
Oh, my goodness. I have a feeling I need to taste this in the closet, y'all. I need a moment alone.
Are you ready?
You're picking it up.
I would kind of approach it like that. Yes. I think that's the better. Maybe we can smear it on top just like that. Mm-hmm. I think that's the way to do it.
I'm with you. Oh, my gracious. To my new best friend. No, you didn't. No, you did not.
Mm-hmm.
Holy moly. Jenna.
Yes?
You know what? That cereal and those potato chips.
Isn't it crazy how those two just, they come together and just make the perfect little...
You know, it would be wonderful without the peanut butter and jelly. Just do that Texas toast stuff. I mean...
Oh, you got that strawberry in there, too, though.
Well, y'all. I don't know what else to say. I ain't got another word to say. Except that we love you. And we send y'all love and best dishes. Thank you, Jenna.
Thank you, Paula.
So, what do y'all think? It's a great, easy, quick, fabulous dessert. Quarter that sandwich up and put a big old scoop of vanilla ice cream in the center, and you're on your way to heaven, y'all.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.